Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I am scared of Willard. It's okay to acknowledge things. I'm scared of Willard.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's a lineup, my boy.
Welcome back. It's the Guru and Steiny show.
Are you going to be okay? Yeah.
It's a good show.
I stepped on the drop. Can you play it again now that Willard's locked in?
I'm scared of Willard.
There it is.
Can you give him the long form, though? Because the explanation is as good as the drop.
I am scared of Willard. It's okay to acknowledge things. I'm scared of Willard.
I mean, and now
Willard, I shook it out of him yesterday.
Willard and Gibbs in the house.
Was that yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wait, now, I need more. Like,
well, Grandy was in for you, and I said, you're scared of
these guys.
He was poking at me. I said, you're scared of Willard. And he goes, and I thought I was going to get him to just, And he goes, I am.
sat down on a couch and turned you into a psychiatrist.
All day long.
He came in here flexing and maxing and relaxing with the Grandy man in. And then we got to the, I'm scared of Willard.
He had to get a haircut and leave early. And I go, if Willard was here, you'd be shaking.
I don't want to scare you, Steiny. I was 5 minutes late. I was 5 minutes late to my haircut yesterday. Because I left at 2:10 instead of 2:05, which I wanted to do. Because I didn't want to,
because I wasn't here.
Well, I thought
you were enjoying yourself.
I thought Grandy wouldn't give me grief, but Grandy gave me a little bit of the evil eye. So I said, "All right, I'll stay till 2:10. No biggie. Lucia, she can wait."
And hair looks great, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Did a nice job.
She's wonderful.
Looks great.
Jackson Place Salon.
That $100 cut about with a tip?
$70.
Oh well.
And you
$20 tip.
$20 tip out of boy.
For $90.
Good job.
I'll tell you what, Goo. I'm getting my haircuts a little more frequently.
Yeah, Marky D charges me $50. So, you know, I tip now.
You get him every 2 weeks.
I give him 52.
So Danny D doesn't charge himself 100. A bit. So I'm in the driveway with the clipper every 4 days.
You spend $1,200 a year on haircuts.
Well, no, I'll go once a month sometimes.
Well, you said you go every 2 weeks.
No, you made me say that. I said sometimes I go without. Willard, how often do you go?
3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, 4 weeks, I'll just say.
What do you pay?
Shout out Steve Kerr, brought to you by Great Clips.
That's
about 40.
Yeah. Out the door.
Dibs, he doesn't apply.
No, Dibs got the Tupac.
I'm jealous for, I wish that I was spending upwards of $1,000 a year, but.
You got the beer.
Yeah. And again, self trim.
Part of it.
And, you know, I'm in a spot where now I go 4 days and the wife goes, oh, your hair's getting long.
Okay.
It's all right. I'll be right back.
Sounds like things are going great.
I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
Hashtag marriage, you know, out to the driveway.
Oh, I know. Yeah. You need a haircut. I'll
hey,
be right
by
back.
The way.
Yeah.
What the heck was it? A couple weeks. Out of nowhere, Saturday, I got a text from Dibs. What do you got?
Yeah.
It was like a text from five years ago.
You were Friedman.
I was either
no. It was the week before that.
Okay,
we were. It was date night, and we had some babysitter coverage, and we went out to dinner in Oakland.
Oh,
and the lovely Supper, who knows Steiny very well, he met Supper about the same time I did.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "What are Dane and Steiny doing?" Because we had about an hour and a half window.
Flag is red.
We had a lovely dinner.
I got alarms going off all over my body right now.
We went out to Yonsei Hand Rolls in Oakland. Place is wonderful. You get like hand rolled sushi. They do it in flights. It's delicious. You get done with dinner and it's 6 o'clock and grandma's going to bathe the baby. You don't have to be back there till 8. So we had a 2 hour window. So we were going to go have a drink somewhere. And she said, what are Steiny and Dana doing?
Oh.
I said, well, let me text the crew.
Dope.
Looking out for, man.
Whatever.
Did he text back?
I got 17 more questions, though.
Willard does too.
So he was done dinner at six. I mean, where'd you go? Red Lobster?
Correct. Yeah. We went to Yonsei Hand Roll. We had a 5 o'clock reservation. The place is right across from Make Westing on Telegraph.
Okay.
Wonderful, new look sushi kind of place. And so we had an early res. We like an early dinner. Got done early. And so instead of just going back home and staring at each other, we thought we'd go out. So
Tell me you got a response from him.
No, this is the first response I've gotten.
You are just
an on-air response.
Let's go to the fact check.
Let's go to the phones.
Mark,
I don't understand.
Feel free to ask him one of your 16 questions.
Why was Steiny involved? Well, do any alarms go off for you guys? You've got a baby at home.
Right.
When you have date night.
Yep.
And an hour later, she's asking you to call in some more people.
No, I'm just being real.
Like,
and I appreciate the authenticity.
You said stare at each other, like talk to each other, have date night.
We did, and we would continue
and
to do so.
It was over by six?
It was not over, but we had our dinner, and so we were going to go have a drink.
Why can't the two of you just have a drink?
We actually eventually did just that.
But only because he didn't respond.
She was looking
for more voices in the room.
We would have still had a drink, but while we were in Oakland and we had a free evening, which is incredibly rare, why not maximize with a catch-up with Steiny and maybe the illustrious Dana?
Yeah, no doubt.
Or somebody else
with
who's out and about.
With your significant other. Exactly. Willard, that was one of my things. I like to see how my girl operated around the fellas. And she's great with the fellas.
That's the beauty part of it.
You'd like to find that out before you get married.
Well, you do. But by the way, I got back to you that day.
That day?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'll check the phones. I mean, we don't...
I got back to him.
What'd we don't say? Communicate like
Where
this.
Where you too, at? Question mark.
And you
Action,
said...
Action, question mark.
Oh, damn, dude. You dropped the ball.
Sal's.
Well, he really didn't want to see you.
Oh, that's right. I apologize. So you were at Sal's.
I said,
"Oh, wow."
You were at Sal's. We were on the other side.
Oh, that was the party.
Dibley taught me the radio's theater of the mind. He has taught me.
It is.
Yeah, I apologize.
And Guru loves that phrase.
It's powerful. Because the mind is powerful.
See, well, that's all we have.
You are right.
Everything is theater of the mind. You ever hear someone say to you, "You have your own truth,
dude,
and I have mine"? And you're like, what the hell's happening right now? Is there a truth?
Wow.
I get that you can have your own perspective.
But if you believe it, sitting here right now,
am I holding a sparkling water or not?
Wow.
I can't tell from over here.
Great point.
And also, you might have it full of vodka.
Exactly. So this could be theater of the mind.
Right.
But there is only one truth. This is what it is, right?
Depends on what's actually in there.
Right, but you could come taste it, and whatever's in there is in there. There's one truth.
But right? What is in there?
Sparkling water.
You think.
Correct.
You didn't can it.
No, I know. I've already tasted it.
It could be laced with arsenic.
I could die.
Be down to your last final moments.
I could be. Could be one shining moment.
But whatever.
The ball is chipped.
But whatever's in here.
And there Willard is scared,
right?
Right.
Great
this
song.
This is why I'm so scared. So I'm terrifying.
Stanley, ask him about Brock Purdy.
You're shining
I won't.
Star.
I'll ask him about something else instead.
Well, you won't.
Did you get choked up last night?
Right, I get choked up every night, but why?
Because of Panda. Pablo Sandoval.
Oh, that was nice.
Evan was at the game.
That was nice. Yeah. A broken bat.
Oh, I thought it was a liner.
It was.
In the morning, it's a line drive.
It was a broken bat liner. It was. That signified so many things, right? Like, he gets a base hit, but there's also, like, that's it. That was the end of the bat.
Man. And the end of the innocence.
Yeah.
Shout out Don Henley.
We were talking about fan favorites. Guys like Panda that, you know, weren't Buster Posey, but everybody loved him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
100 pence, Panda. And we start fighting over the Warrior ones. I said Nick Young. Well, not Manute Ball. Do you remember Manute Ball?
You went to Swaggy
P. I did.
I mean, if you want to go, to Larry Smith.
Oh,
not the custodian, but the janitor, Manute Brian Ball, Cardinal. Manute Ball.
I would have gone to.
It was the custodian two years ago.
Come on, Looney.
I knew I got that.
Like,
wrong.
Like, if what you're saying is somebody whose fan engagement is higher than their output.
Looney didn't come up. But,
I mean,
Grandy throws out Mo Buckets as another one.
Mo Buckets is good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Even JaVale McGee ahead of Swaggy P.
No doubt about it.
Pierre two times.
Not Eric Paschal. Stop. He wasn't here long enough.
He was here that 15 win.
We thought he was going to be something.
When you say we, you mean you.
You. Goo. He might be sixth man of the year material. I remember that. You said those words.
Guru. This guy won't even be in the league in a couple years.
Now I'm scared. Well, that was when he was done. I'm saying early on, we've done.
He was doing good. He stunk.
Well,
he played on a horse bleep team.
Yeah, before.
So he put up 12 a game.
He's pretty stiff.
So he made the rookie team.
Yeah, with that jump shot, though, remember he got off the ground with the big butt. He
shot 9% from 3-point range, I think.
9%?
It was terrible.
Yeah. Boy.
See, this is what he does.
No, I'm going to pull the Ernie Chavez pulling will pull anything. The footage for me.
You will get
him. Six man. You are saying we did a show predicated
on.
Could he possibly be six man of the year?
Well, yes. He possibly could have been sixth man of the year that year, and he also could have been somebody who wasn't going to be in the league.
And it wasn't that year. It was like, could he grow into
No.
it? Could he be something like that?
No.
But you brought that to the table.
What I brought to the table is what I normally bring to the table, which is letting people know what's about to happen, not what is happening. And Eric Paschal was about to be out of the NBA in a couple of years, and I let people know that.
No, listen,
Matt,
you have your truth.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah. And Guru.
Oh, I know it.
What it is that Guru has?
His truth.
Yeah,
it is.
What's the other word for it?
His perspective?
His delusion is what you want to say? That's what you're looking for.
I'm not the Dallas in five guy.
No, that was... That was his truth.
Hey, let me tell you something.
That was his truth.
That was his lack of authenticity.
Oh, boy.
Is what that was.
You know what's funny?
I can see why you're afraid of Willard now.
You know what's funny? Is you guys are so... Like, you get so caught up in sticking it. You don't even get your facts right.
Willard,
it was Dallas in six anyway.
Okay. We'll talk to him.
So get your facts right and come back to me.
Well, Jim Calhoun. Right yesterday.
And like I said, from the moment I said Dallas in six to today, What station's been the number one sports talk radio station in the Bay?
No, get this is new.
Sometimes you take one for the team. And I did, and we're all better off. I don't want anything for it.
There's causation and then there's correlation.
You laugh at Grandy. That's my truth. Hey.
Willard, you weren't here yesterday.
My truth is that it was after I got here.
It was.
But anyway.
Yeah. Yesterday you weren't here. I told Grandy.
It was the, look. It was the original.
My truth is, after I got out from underneath the two of you, and got a real
part. How many shows did we have?
51 weeks, Gil. Magical weeks.
It was the first time Willard ever stuck it to me.
Oh, boy.
That's why I remember it.
First of many.
And you know who else was in on that? And I'll never forget it. Whitley.
Whitley.
Oh, I know she's
our
never
girl Whitley Sandretto.
Come off my list. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Goo thinks Wiggins got his fire back.
Well, Clay agrees with him.
Willard, I was here yesterday, and I said, actually never said anything. What do you got to lose? Let's just see. It's bigger than just his psyche. He's mastered coming off the bench, and lo and behold, I get to the house, and my man Clay's it. In the starting lineup. Not that I care that I was right, but I suggested it to Grandy. Grandy was kind of, where's he at? Yeah. And Steve Kerr, he did it.
Oh, so now Steve Kerr makes good decisions.
Well, come on. I've always been a Kerr fan. How can you not? But do you think...
except when he doesn't play Sarich.
Do you think Clay and Looney got in, too? I was advocating for Looney. Do you think Clay starts tonight?
I would imagine so, but what if he does and scores 12 points and they lose by 10?
Well, I think that's coming.
Well, you rip Kerr.
Yeah. Right. Well, so that's to me, it like whether you were right for one night.
That's what it was.
No, but I mean, whether you were right, and I don't even know if what you're saying is that you're right that he started or that he played well. I look, when I see that, when I saw that last night, I again go back to the point that I made on Monday.
The answer is not in the building.
Steve Kerr is continuing to throw different stuff against the wall every night. And then
you need firepower.
And then half this fan base is lined up after the game to rip him when it doesn't work, or they would rather this, that, or the. It's like, unless you feel like what happened last night is sustainable. It adds up to a big thing of nothing for me.
And I was just thinking about Steph struggling. This has nothing to do maybe with the spacing, but I was like, you need firepower, nothing against Pods. Clay is hot. Let's see if he can get back in the lineup. And for one night, he had 28. But I'd like to see him start again tonight just for the same reason. Orlando is better than Miami.
Do we know yet?
Maybe that's why he won't start. Well,
maybe. Is Kuminga out for sure? Or
it was game time.
Game time. And TJD, same thing.
Still questionable, I've seen.
Yeah, still
TJD not playing tonight.
Okay. And Kuminga questionable.
You know this or you're guessing?
No, he didn't play last night.
I think
either.
Steve Kerr said he's not playing yesterday or tonight.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what that does, though, Goo?
Looney?
No, sorry. Looney can't play back-to-back. Man. Are you crazy? He played 19 minutes last night. It's Dario time, baby.
I wonder, because even last night in GT, Dario did not even get in with the Lester Quiñoneses. So it might be Saran for Dario Saric. And, man, that's got to fall on Dunleavy's plate for an off-season free agent signing that just didn't work out.
Yeah. And they had a chance to get LeBron at the deadline for him. They didn't want to.
Straight up, right? Yeah. Saric for LeBron.
Yeah.
We loved the Saric signing for 3 months.
Something like that,
First three made buckets.
Well, he had a couple good months.
Hey, Willard, I still have questions.
Well, you know what? He went south.
See if he has it going, and if not, come right back here.
Went south when Chris Paul got hurt.
Well,
I mean, not exactly.
But they didn't get it back.
Yeah, I know.
Although, they tried for another 3 seconds when Chris got back, and he missed his first three shots, and that was the end of
that. That was it, yeah. Got the quick hook.
What'd you guys make of the York sound? Because I know we got 5 minutes. What did you make of the York sound? It's a big season for Brock.
Here's what I kept thinking about and listening to you guys talk about it. Should Jed York stop talking? Maybe. I don't think it matters. Here's what sort of sticks out to me. You're not allowed in the NFL today to play really good quarterback. Like, really good.
Where are you going?
Right? You're not allowed to play well at the quarterback position and win football games and not get paid. That doesn't work. So this idea even that some of us are sitting here going, would the Niners let me help. Yes, they have absolutely, unequivocally no choice. You cannot pull apart all of the layers of the Brock Purdy situation like some people have chosen to do and act like, even though he's produced now for the whole time since he's played, he's produced at the highest level possible. He has been on two playoff runs. His numbers are right there with the best QBs in the league, and many still want to sit there and go, but, not the physical, whatever you want to say, it doesn't matter. Put yourself in the Niners' position. So next year, this is where Brock's salary helps him. Let's say next year, he has another solid year, Super Bowl, not whatever, playoff run, and now it's extension time. And you're like, we're not ready to pay you.
Because you still don't have to technically pay him.
Brock will go, so all I need to do is, all I'd be giving up is $1 million if I sit the season out?
Right.
No problem. No problem. This is almost like what J.D. Davis should have done. Don't risk $400,000 or risk $4 million trying to get $400,000. Wow. Brock Purdy's not going to risk what we're on the other end. And you could go, whoa, but they could franchise him. Fine. That's $53 million.
Yeah, for 1 year.
If I'm Brock Purdy and you don't like what the numbers say I'm supposed to make next season, I'm out. I'm sitting out. And there will be a line of teams who want to pay him. It's funny that we even talk about 40. There are guys almost making 60.
True, true.
40's not that much.
At the same time, the Niners do have a little bit of leverage in that they could say, well, we're going to wait the year, and if he sits out, then they can franchise him, then you can franchise him again, so they could drag it out. They won't.
Right, but in the process, what's happening that year?
You are playing without one of the best quarterbacks in football.
And you're stinking.
Probably.
You don't have another option.
Unless old Dobbsy comes in and lights it up. You know,
are you going to draft somebody this year?
You probably will. And, you know, the draft quietly is, I think, 4 weeks from tomorrow.
It's coming up.
Yeah, so it's right on the corner, the start of the draft. The Niners have an actual first-round pick, unlike the Warriors. So we can all start to get excited about who they take at 31.
What makes you want to pay a QB?
Having a good quarterback.
In them. No, but okay, but why? Why, when Burrow has one run, goes to the Super Bowl, other 2 years, catastrophic injury, and even blinks when he makes 55.
Right.
Herbert, not even so much as one playoff win.
But he looks the part. This is not
what
right.
What does that mean?
Tall, strong arm, the DNA
long
test.
Hair.
I'm with you,
That's
man.
How you end up drafting Jeff George and Jamarcus Russell.
Man.
What are you paying?
Kyler Murray's getting 46.1.
Yep.
How's that work?
Danny Dimes is getting 40.
And that's what Dak's getting 40. Yeah.
You're going to pay Brock, and
of
you're going to pay him.
Of course you are.
But you know, you're going to pay him whatever the market determines you're going to pay him. And that's why I don't mind what Jed York said.
Because he was asked.
Yeah. And it's like, you have a good quarterback, you pay a good quarterback. Right. So I don't see there's much controversy in the fact that he actually put this into the universe.
Well, I just think
it's his truth.
Yeah, and thank you. And we're gonna have to wrap our heads around this. Whether we like the way Brock looks, whether we want to keep doing draftism, whether we believe it in the future or whatever, he's going to go out with another good team next year. He's probably going to play pretty good football. And just wrap your head around. There's no escaping that he's north of $40 million a year. Zero chance.
Well, I think 50 million is where you start to think about the if. 40 million is a guarantee.
Right.
He's got 40 million guaranteed, but he's going to get at least 40 million, and he's probably going to get 50, and 40 million a year will be guaranteed.
Why, when people are salivating over getting Kirk Cousins as a free agent, how come nobody blows a whistle? Why?
Listen, it's not me.
I know what you're saying.
It's watching Kyle Shanahan for 7 years. I'm not convinced. Until this year plays out, that they're going to pay him $45-50 million. I'm just not convinced yet.
Better have another option. I would hope that Trey Lance and that situation made him gun shy over the idea that, another one.
What if it made him emboldened? I got Brock Purdy in the 7th round and we didn't skip a beat. I'll find somebody in the 3rd.
I evaluated Trey
Lance.
Isn't
that dangerous, though?
Listen, here's the other thing. Like, and I'm not saying it's some hard, fast philosophy, but what if there is something to, Warriors need a big man. They need a big man. Well, why haven't the Warriors had a big man? You know what? It's not
well, they tried.
A priority.
No, they had a trade.
But, it's not a priority to find this kind of big man that everybody clamors about because they've had success without this prototypical big man.
But they spent their lottery picks trying to address that, though.
What? Yeah, 4 years ago.
All right.
The last 2 years, they haven't had a big man, and they didn't go out and get one. Maybe Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch think, you know what? Is it possible to keep a quarterback on a reasonable deal so that we can load up around him rather than a $50 million guy who is going to then be put into a class of quarterbacks who might have to put a team on their back?
I don't know. You got to remember that loading up around him is not as easy as we make it sound just because they have.
I agree.
Like, think of the trades, the acquisition of Trent Williams, the acquisition of Christian McCaffrey. Brandon Ayuk is sitting here
doing lucky. Don't forget about Mooney Ward.
Yeah, you got lucky. You know what I mean? Like you got to execute that and then have it work out. And that is this particular group. And those two names I just mentioned will probably also potentially not even be here by the time a Brock Purdy extension kicks in. Williams might be retired and McCaffrey's going to have had a 30th birthday and an expiration of his contract.
That does.
Like, who's next?
Well,
I like what you're saying, Steiny. But I think that would be an unbelievably bold approach. Because, you know, conventional wisdom is, you know, you need a quarterback. You get a quarterback, you protect him,
you rush the
other team's quarterback, and that's it. If they really wanted to navigate that course, that would be a groundbreaking approach.
You would be right. That would be where he's arrogant. That would be arrogance.
I get it.
Yeah.
Like, Brock had a great year. But he also had a great second half last year, right? 10 games, and then they went to the postseason. And it was like Purdy. And what Kyle, I'm just saying, what Kyle say to Purdy? You're
Brady.
My guy.
Yeah.
Unless we can get Brady.
Yeah, but that was after the.
So,
they should have did
so
it.
So to me, that makes it within the realm of possibility that I'm just not convinced Purdy is the franchise quarterback until he puts together a really, like, I think he's got to be pretty good again.
Do you think the Brady thing was, unless we
can get... I don't know.
Does he do the Brady thing if Brock's not hurt?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know. Because Purdy... They figured, Purdy was good. Back for
he's
game one.
Good. Yeah, but they didn't know at that... Remember, NFL free agency is back in March.
March, yeah.
They didn't know.
Which is right when he
That's
has surgery.
When he had the surgery. Yep. They had no idea if he was going to be ready.
I don't know. Would they?
It'll be a fascinating conversation if the Niners go 11-6 and Purdy regresses just a little bit.
No doubt.
And if they lose in the wild card and Purdy is just then it becomes really interesting in the offseason.
And you can laugh because I said this to Steiny. We don't know if he's trying to bring the house down in regard to money, Brock. We don't. I'm just like 40 might be sufficient.
What do you mean?
40.
Like
40
maybe he'll take less.
Sufficient.
Yeah, and I'm
30
is happy to be here.
You think it's Burrow or bust? I mean, if he wins the Super Bowl, that's coming. You don't even got to ask. But
does he have an agent?
Yeah, well,
and a wife.
Yeah.
I have a wife.
I like.
Hey, Brock.
I know.
I'm getting hit from either
way. I know he wears a backpack and does all shots.
Right.
Oh yeah, he gonna ask for. He gonna
does
ask
he
for
have
the bag.
Honey, we can't settle for just $40 million. We're gonna need every last dime.
Well,
but why wouldn't you? Because
how about a 25% adjustment to 1.2?
Exactly.
I don't think.
Look at you working late.
Yeah, I got to get going.
Thank you for staying.
I got
to
get home.
Talking to Lucas.
I got to get home in time to watch the Warrior game, which is starting at 4:00.
Yeah.
On 95.7, the game.
Okay. Picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.